The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Coming up an hour from now, we'll have Deal Breakers. You never know. We're going to hear on Deal Breakers. It's a must listen to, like the show. 8:35 are Deal Breakers right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Couple things for you. One, Dr. Citrenberg, our guy.
Yes,
great guy. Who is the infectious disease guru of the world.
That's the guy that we talked to right at the beginning.
We talked to him 25 times on the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. With the pandemic, we talked to him right from the beginning. Yeah.
Correct. And he was my, he's a dear friend. Mm-hmm. Go-to guy I would call. All right, I've got to do this, or we have a one-month-old grandson. Is he safe to do that? Like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
He just texted in. He's enjoying the show. As always, Toradol is a non-steroidal similar to ibuprofen, but stronger and quicker onset of action because you get the injection. No risk for addiction. Tramadol, which your partner took, is a much more potent drug with risk for addiction. It's considered a narcotic.
Well,
be careful.
Well, why do you think the show sounds so good?
That's it.
I'm taking one every day.
There you go. Drops it in his coffee.
That's exactly
right.
Opens
it up.
There you go, Citrenberg. That's why the show sounds the way it does. Because I have a narcotic every morning.
It's funny.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number.
That's funny.
Well, I'm just saying. Got to have it. Got to have an edge, don't you?
You're so spry in the morning.
Right. So we talked to you about the Bears and the Packers. It's meat and cheese week, and Cap and I want to find out from you. Now, who has a brighter future, the Bears or the Packers? As we go to the phone lines to talk to you, we'll say hello to Paul in Orland Park on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's
how are
up,
you?
Man?
Hey, you guys are talking about why quarterbacks are playing till they're 40 now. I know the nutrition and exercise and everything's different. Also, the rules are different. They don't get hit as much.
That is true. That is true. I mean, you cannot breathe on a quarterback these days.
That's correct.
No, you can't. I mean, imagine the 85 Bears playing now. They'd be penalized every down.
We watched in Florida with my kids the 85 Harry Callis, rest in peace, Harry Callis, narrated NFL Films video. My God. They could not believe the hits that, like, Wilbur Marshall laid out Joe Ferguson. He was out.
Yes.
They had to literally help him up and drop him on a cart. It was, like, scary.
You know what's funny about that, Paul, is that the NFL want that to be like snuff films. They don't want you to see those films anymore.
Right.
They try to bury those memories.
Yes.
Because of CTE and all that. But you know what? When I can dig it up every now and then, I'll definitely watch.
Oh, we watched, and they could not believe how violent the game was.
Yeah. Paul, we appreciate the phone call. Now, you see, Paul leaves line open. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Kenosha, Wisconsin. Here's Brian on ESPN 1000. All right, Brian.
Hey, buddies. How you guys doing today?
What up, Bri?
Brian from Kenosha.
How's Junkie Hood doing next to you? Is he scratching himself a lot?
He is.
Yeah.
He's jittery. He needs a hit of his Tramadol.
That's right. The question about who's got a brighter future, it's easily the Bears. I know the Bears are ripe with poor decisions and, they're notoriously cheap and all that stuff. But if you look at that Jordan Love trade or that Jordan Love draft, that Jordan Love draft was criminal. And the idea that you draft somebody after being in the NFC Championship game and then you draft somebody who's good, best case scenario, not going to touch the turf for years. Why would you do that?
Well, they did that with Aaron Rodgers, and I think that worked out pretty well.
Yes, but Aaron Rodgers was a prohibitive, he was thought of as a first overall pick.
He was on the board at 24, I believe.
You're right, he fell, but that was simply a state of other teams not needing a quarterback in that position. Aaron Rodgers was up there as being potentially one of the first overall picks in that draft. Jordan Love was a reach at third round. let alone first round. Like, there's no way you can equate Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers. It's a completely different draft scenario. Completely different draft scenario. It's just, it's criminal. And that same group of people is still going to be there once Aaron Rodgers is gone. And I'll tell you, I would not be surprised if 2 years after Aaron Rodgers retires, it's a whole new regime in there because they're going to flounder once he's out.
That's a big statement. I mean, it went from Favre to Rodgers. We're sure we're not going Favre to Rodgers to Love.
We're not sure.
Now, listen, I'm not going to say a quarter makes a quarterback, but all I'm telling you is that what we saw in Sunday Night Football, Cap, we saw Jordan Love with, and you can say the Eagles were playing protect, you know, that they were just, you know, sitting back, laying in the cut, you know, allowing him to be able to throw those passes, but he still had to connect. He looked competent back there. Maybe the Eagles were just kind of like playing prevent and just allowing this to happen. If they score, they score. But you still had to make those passes. He did not look embarrassing out there. You saw this, right, toward the end of the game?
I did. Hold on. I'm looking up something. I want you to compare the numbers. I want you to tell me what.
You can understand why a Bears fan would be a little bit, you know, jittery if Love becomes something and the Bears still trying to figure out what they want to do at quarterback.
Okay, now I'm going to push back on Brian, who was in the drive-thru, obviously, getting his morning breakfast.
Yeah. But
did you hear that?
But weren't you there, too? It sounded like you were there also. Because right in the middle of the call, he goes, have a good day,
yeah.
Cap.
Yeah, that was
you
me.
Sure that wasn't you there in Kenosha, too?
Okay. Here's what they write about Justin on NFL.com. I read the scouting report. I won't waste your time with that. Will be 6.45 prospect grade. Will become good starter within 2 years. That's Justin Fields. Jordan Love, the same exact group. I'm not on a different website, same one.
Okay.
6.36 will eventually be plus starter. So I will push back on Brian that he was a reach where they took him. He was definitely a first round grade.
Sure.
Definitely.
I remember that.
So they didn't reach, they just didn't address an area of need that Aaron wanted.
It was, yes. It was smart for the Packers to do that because they had to think about the future. That's why the Packers did that. We also said at the time of the draft that Jordan Love would be sitting for a while.
Yes.
Just like Aaron had to sit behind Favre all those years.
3 years.
Well, same thing.
How can you not play Justin as a rookie? Because he wasn't ready. Matt Nagy didn't do a lot great here. He was right. 100%. He wasn't ready. And Jordan Love is sitting now for 3 years at least.
All right, coming up, we'll take your phone calls. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Joey, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll get to you next on Cap and J-Hood.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and here's the case of the... It's not people's court, is it?
It is not, my friend. Damn. Good try, though.
Well, it is Deal Breakers right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000, as powered by...
That would be SEO Level Up, my guys, Tommy and Bob. You need search engine optimization? This company's the best. I've partnered with them. They are unreal what they're able to do. They get you to the top of Google. They increase your views and your subscribers and traffic to your website. So if you need search engine optimization for your company, check out my guys at SEO Level Up. Ask for my guy, Tommy Seilheimer.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Boys, I would like to dedicate this version of Deal Breakers to somebody. Christine McVie passed away yesterday.
Yeah, sad. From Fleetwood Mac.
Yep, one of the greats from Fleetwood Mac. And the reason I want to dedicate Deal Breakers is because if you know anything about Fleetwood Mac and Christine McVie, that band and her were walking deal breakers.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to relay a story that would be the ultimate deal breaker, perhaps, about Christine McVie. At one point, she was having an affair with one of the band's lighting guys on tour. Mm-hmm. While married to John McVie, who was also in the band, he knew the marriage was going bad. She wrote the song, You Make Loving Fun. He asked, who's that about? Because he knew the marriage was bad. She said it was about the dog. It was about the lighting guy who she was sleeping with.
Oh, wow.
Would that be a deal breaker?
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a deal breaker.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Yes, it would. That's so funny. Why did I not know that story? Did you know that?
I did not know that story. And I like Fleetwood Mac.
I did not know that. So, yes.
I love Fleetwood Mac. One of the great bands of all time.
So, yes, that would be a deal breaker. It wasn't about the dog, Cap.
I did not know
that. Never heard that story before. That's funny.
I mean, the whole band was sleeping together. All of them. It was a big love, however many signs. An octagon, maybe.
Listen, I think that a lot of the bands, you tell me of that era, saw what happened with the Beatles and are like, that's not happening. Let's just all sleep with one another to make sure that we're on the same page.
Correct.
Right? No Yoko Ono situation here, right?
Free love, baby.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Your era. Still happening today. Shay, go ahead.
Occasionally.
All right.
What do you mean occasionally? Did you say occasionally?
No, it was...
Huh?
Hypothesizing.
Wait a minute, Shay. This guy here is thinking about the good old days of free spirit and free love.
Yep, the 70s. Wow.
Woodstock 1969, right?
Good time.
Putting the 69 in Woodstock 1969.
Nice. All right, Jay.
All right, boys. You've started seeing a girl you really like, and you've been spending every weekend with her, seeing her sometimes during the day. Mm-hmm. But there's a bit of an embarrassing problem, and you're thinking about ending things. She's a sex addict. Every time you hang out, all problem. She wants to do is hook up for 5 consecutive hours.
Whew.
Is this too much?
5 consecutive hours.
How
every
long
day?
Have you been together?
A couple months. Been hanging out.
No, it's not a problem. Absolutely not.
5 straight hours?
Well, 5 straight hours is not necessarily sex 5 straight hours. It might be stuff that's around the sex, 5
correct.
Straight hours.
Snuggling and
right.
whatever
else. Well, yeah,
whole package.
That's right, exactly. JC. There's a whole package around there for 5 hours. Lovemaking of some distinction.
Correct.
For 5 hours.
Foreplay.
Well, here's the thing that you know, Cap. No, it's not a deal breaker. You know that she's not the one.
How do you know that?
If that's all that you are doing.
You didn't say that.
Oh, that's, he said for 5 straight hours.
Yeah, eventually,
every
though,
day?
A little bit of that wanes over time. If you've got the chemistry, you still have awesome amounts of sex.
Well, it's not. But it doesn't wane because she's a sex addict. So she wants it all the time. There is no conversation about, what do you think of the mayor's race? I don't think that she's.
What do you think of Chewy?
What's
for dinner tonight, honey? You.
Exactly. So, Cap, the things that you'd want to talk about, right? The things you want to talk about. Did you see what's happening in the city council? Did you see who died in the obituaries? I don't care about
you
that.
You want to do a same game parlay?
I don't care about that. Mount me. That's what, I mean, that's, so.
Mount
so, but seriously, Cap, I mean, and you're just like, but you have something else that you want to offer. Conversation. Trying to find out where her head's at.
Well, but
and all she cares about is...
I don't think that if she's... Just because she's a sex addict, I don't think she's doing it 24 hours a day.
What do you think addict means, Cap? What do you think addict means? Hey, did you see who died in the obituaries? I got a good place to have a nice cup soup. I don't care. Let's go to Pound Town. That's all she cares about. What are you talking about?
If I was in the... situation, I'd see what it was like 3 or 4 months down the road.
What do you? And she's an addict. What do you think will happen? It's the same thing.
Well, she's an addict and wants to sample 400 different guys a month. That's a problem.
Sex addict with you.
Yeah, just with you. This is a real thing my buddy told me about. Where?
Wait, it's a real story?
Yes. He said for 5 hours, him and this girl were hanging out, and all she wanted to do was hook up. He said she got up out of the bed and said, "Don't move, I'm coming right back, and we're going again." He's like, I just want to get up and play video games. I want to talk to my friends. Like, I haven't done anything all day.
Yeah, I just don't, even if she's an addict, I don't believe that 4 months down the road, if they're truly in a cool relationship, that she's going to keep up that level.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
No, you don't understand the question.
I have some experience.
No, you don't understand. No, sex addict. Addict. That doesn't mean you take a break. Bring Danny in. Danny knows about this. Bring Danny. Danny, come on in here. Danny, don't just stand there. It's content. The content manager is going to stand against the wall.
Yeah, the bucket.
No. Come on in here. Fill a bucket for us. answer this question for now. Again, answer the question. Ask the question again. Go ahead, Shay.
All right, Danny. You're with a girl, and she's a sex addict. She wants to hook up for 5 hours at a time. 5 straight hours just hooking up. Is that a deal breaker for you?
How old am I?
You're your age.
At 45, that's a deal breaker. At 23, let's go. All day, every day.
I'm with Danny.
Right. No,
yes,
I understand.
All day, every day. Not a deal. It depends where you are in life. I got a wife. I got 3 kids now. Well, I obviously wouldn't if I was with this lady.
Right.
But the point is, at 45, with my responsibilities and what's going on, I don't have 5 hours a day for that.
I understand
that. At 23, where I had nothing going on.
No, it's not a deal breaker for me, but I'm telling Cap, I'm saying this is short term. You're more than likely not marrying her. If she's a sex addict and she has nothing else going on...
I still don't believe that because you're a sex addict that 4 months down the road she's going to want to go 5 hours a day. It's not physically possible.
What do you think... maybe not for you. For her, yes.
No, I'm talking about for her.
No, I think she'd be fine. Clearly, she's an addict.
I disagree.
Why do you not understand the definition of addict?
She's not going to grow out of that, Cap. It's not like this is a, you know, the stage of my life
she
I'm
grows
in.
Out of it.
Might go down to 3 hours.
Stop. Right. That's her thing. That's what she's into. It doesn't go away.
What are you talking about?
I think it will decrease slightly. She's still going to want to do
4 hours a day?
4 hours a day.
Like two.
At least I got an hour off. My God. Now back to the obituaries. I don't care about that. Let's go again. What I'm saying
is, if I'm in my 20s, sign me the hell up.
Yeah, no,
and I'm going to ride it as hard as I can for as long
as
I can go.
Ride as hard as you can.
No, I meant the scenario.
You see what I'm saying?
What's he doing here? This is a family show.
She didn't have to go there.
I meant the scenario.
No, you went over the top. That's really unfortunate. I mean, now you've... You know we got kids in the car. You don't have to talk about it.
All right, I'm going to continue that journey as long as I can.
Okay, again, journey, the same thing. Now it's a double entendre. Okay, you didn't have to do that. I mean, God almighty.
You're unbelievable,
man. Right into the gutter. All right, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in one moment. What did I say wrong?
You're just much better than me. Is she hot?
Of course, that's what we want to know. We're on the same page. I'm just saying that doesn't go away. Cap, that's what I'm telling you. Danny's going to put money in your pocket at one moment. We'll continue with Deal Breakers right after this on Chicago's Home for Sports. Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app, talking about the Bulls and their loss against the Suns, 132-113. That's not the point. The point is that Devin Booker went off for 51 points, 20 of 25 from the field, 6 or 7 from 3. It was easy for Devin Booker. The Bulls made it easy for him. Booker is an outstanding player. He's better than Zach LaVine. There's no question about that. And the Suns are more talented. Suns, once again, will be right up there in the mix for the Western Conference Championship, maybe in the finals again. But the point is, though, is that the Bulls have to be playing better defense. You heard from Stacey King earlier. Stacey laid it out perfectly. Usually when you get a comp about the Bulls, it's about the championship Bulls. No, he went to the Thibodeau Bulls. That's what stood out to me, because he talked about the Gibsons, the Joakim Noahs, guys like that that were tough defensively, the Keith Bogans. They say, well, what did that team win? What did they ever win? Point is, though, that there was a work ethic there for those Thibodeau teams.
And they were a number one seed. I mean, that was a good team. Ran into LeBron in Miami.
It happens in the league. You
run
into somebody.
Derek blew his knee out. So It is what it is.
But you like the comp, though, because he's saying those teams, no one wanted to face those Bulls teams because they were all effort defensively.
Yeah, I just would love to truly get him honest away from a microphone. Arturis, what the hell were you doing over the summer? Okay, you wanted to keep Zach. You like Con. Okay, whatever. Why did you not add any shooting?
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Billy Donovan, what happened?
That's exactly what it is. It's consistently being inconsistent, if that makes any sense. You know, like, it's just, and that's the part that we're like, we have at times we can be two different teams. We can be a team like in Utah that's really helping each other, and we're kind of on a string and we're moving, and then there's, you know, other times that we're not like that. And you know, I think that when you play, you know, against a really good team like Phoenix, who's won at a high level, who's got obviously a lot of consistency inside their team, whether they miss or make shots or whatever's going on, they're going to play the way they play. And we've got to be able to play the way we need to play for us to be successful. There's times that we do it, and there's other times we don't. We've got to be better at that.
Sounds like Cap with the Royal Typewriter at Wrigley years ago.
You hear that banging on the keyboards back there?
You don't have to tell. We know what's happening. Yeah, he tries to bullsplain his way through it all the time. But his teams are the same, Cap. When is the mood going to change up there as far as having somewhat of a defensive mindset? It's not going to be 100%, but this team just won't guard. Just won't do it.
Your front office is going to have to be willing to make some tough decisions. God. They do.
As much as I'd love to have a Herb Jones or a Lou Dort in here, Lou Dort that cares defensively, someone who just wants to be able to guard and turn you over. Like, Caruso has some of that, but that's just one player.
Remember in Moneyball? Yeah, I need some help on defense. Jeremy Giambi is available. What? Okay, give me Mabry. Mabry who? No, Mabry.
Yes, John
Remember
Mabry.
That?
Yes.
John Mabry.
Yes.
We need a John Mabry. We need a defensive guy. Someone who has some pride defensively. Because what I watched last night was embarrassing.
Jordan Merrill on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, couple of quick points. What I found funny about Billy's game plan against Booker when he was at 40, 45, 50 points, that was the first time I saw a hard trap or double when the man had 50. I'm like, you didn't think to do that when he had 25 or 30. He didn't do a hard trap until he had 45 or 50 points in the third quarter, which was mind-boggling to me.
You know what's tripped out, Jordan, was really the punishment that Billy had for the Bulls in the fourth quarter is to have the starters still out there during garbage time. What is that saying? What was that saying?
He was ticked, man.
It wasn't going to change the fortune of the game, though. Like, you saw LaVine and, like, DeRozan and those guys on the floor late in the fourth quarter.
Roster has to be tinkered with. They have to have the willingness to do it.
One other point. Is that, you know, I get it, the defense, you know, the narrative, it gets sickening to me personally when I hear it every time I watch a game, is that we keep talking about, oh, dump it inside to Vooch, or, you know, the defense has to be better, which I understand. Sometimes the defense needs to be better. But nobody in the NBA sticks defense. The best defensive team gives up 106 points a game, okay? So the problem is you need to be able to shoot.
No, you need
enough threes.
Disagree.
And you don't make enough threes.
They don't shoot the ball well enough. Don't disagree, Jordan. The great teams defend. That is a fallacy. You are 100% wrong. Those Golden State teams that were great shooters, they guarded.
Yes.
They had pride defensively. There are teams that take pride in defense.
That's exactly right, especially when it matters. It matters all throughout the game, but you keep in mind, the shooting has gotten so much better in this league. You won't see the days of even Thibodeau with the Bulls in which teams are held under 100 points. That doesn't happen today because the shooting's better.
Correct. And the way the game is played, they stretch the court more. Those great Jerry Tarkanian UNLV teams,
man,
they used to score 120. And people be like, how can they be good? They're giving up 90 points. Because there's so many more shot opportunities. They were the best defensive teams in the country.
And the Bulls can't shoot around their problems. That's the issue.
Agreed.
Right there.
Agreed.
What you just said right there.
Agreed.
The Bulls don't have enough firepower to get around their foibles defensively.
Completely agree.
Southside, Mary's on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mary.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Listen, this is the reason why I thought that it was a mistake to extend Billy Donovan. Okay, I'm listening. Everybody agrees that the Bulls' offense is more effective when you play inside, go through Vuk, right?
Yep.
You hear Stacey King talk about it. Okay, you hear Billy Donovan talk about it. He's the coach. Okay, if you want the ball down low, okay, you tell your guys, I don't care who it is, get the ball down low to Vuk. If you want ball movement, then you the coach. I want ball movement. If LaVine and DeRozan is not doing that, they should be on the bench until they start doing it. And I think that's the problem. He allowed LaVine and DeRozan to dictate at their own pace. And I think that's to the detriment of the Chicago Bulls. So that's the reason why I'm a little bit disappointed that they extended Billy Donovan.
Yeah, I'm not, and appreciate the call, Mary. I am not disappointed because I like him very much as a head coach. They have to have the willingness to tinker with their roster because you have guys like DeRozan and LaVine who are not great defenders, A. B, their offense breaks down because those guys go one-on-one too much.
You think Jerry Reinsdorf's is proud of the hire of Billy Donovan? You think he's proud of the hire?
Yeah.
Okay. Then when you extend them, put it out there. We are proud of the idea that we got to the playoffs. We're extending Billy Donovan.
I didn't understand. I didn't care. Whatever. He got extended. Great. I didn't understand why you wouldn't put out a press release and go, we have extended our head coach.
Who's going to say no to that? Now, after this, yeah, you feel like, yeah, I'm so pissed at Billy Donovan. But that's the top shelf hire, Billy Donovan. At the time, that's exactly who you'd hire.
Correct.
Not some college coach. That's some random assistant. Here's a guy here that's been there and done that. He did not fail in Oklahoma City. He didn't get to the championship, but those were winning teams that he had.
Correct.
With terrific
players. Didn't he get to the finals?
I think conference finals.
Maybe it was the conference final, and then Durant left.
Yes. Those teams are good, though.
Really good.
Those teams also didn't guard. Marcus in Dallas on ESPN 1000. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
What's up?
Yeah, our team was just particularly soft. Vucevic gave up so many rebounds last night to Aiden. Aiden has never scored 30 points a day in his life. We had one stretch in the fourth quarter or in the third quarter where we had four rebounds in a row. And they what's the guy name who will bust us for 50?
You're talking about Devin Booker with 51 points.
Yeah, Devin Booker. Yeah, he didn't even take the shot. They passed it around and gave it to Shumpert, and he hit the three. And that was the problem. We gave up to so many rebounds. We was out-rebounding last night.
46 to 35. But it's what we've been saying, and we appreciate you listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Marcus. The team is – I've told you many times, Cap, when we see the roster, we saw it said this last year, we said this year, they're just not very long.
Agreed.
Just not. And Patrick Williams will make up for that once he is able to really understand angles and understand the NBA game. For a guy his size, I expect 8 to 10 rebounds a game. Got 3 yesterday in 28 minutes. It wasn't like he was in foul trouble either. As he evolves, I expect to have at least 8 to 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah, if I could get 6 to 8, I would be thrilled. 6 to 8. Play long, lanky, tough defense. LeBron talked about how good a defender he is. But, dude, 2 points, 0 of 8 from the floor, and 3 rebounds?
Mm-mm.
Stop.
No. And Ayton was a monster. He had 30 points as well because, again, no resistance around the rim. And, again, the rebounding edge as an assistant, as a head coach, and I'm the assistant, and I get the box score, and I hand that to you, you'd be angry seeing those rebound
numbers.
I got
angry just watching the game. Why? My wife's like, why do you care so much? It's just who I am.
Because you don't want to see the Bulls get drilled like that. You're going to lose games. You're going to lose plenty of games, Cap. When you beat yourself like that defensively and don't care. When a guy is unfettered, right? I mean, drive and kick or move the ball side to side and then Booker just wide open. There's not a Bull. The next Bull is in Tucson. He's out in Phoenix. That's how far the defensive spread was between Booker and the next defender.
Right. Or he was able to drive himself right to the rim. Yeah, that's it just drives me insane. Like, you lost to Orlando and Oklahoma City, two crap teams.
That's the worst.
Because you played horribly. Last night, you got punked. There's a difference.
Cap'n Jay Hood right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
I'm not expecting them to go beat Golden State last night. But when you come out there and get punked, where Klay Thompson's in the zone, so we're going to feed Klay Thompson, and no one is going to have the you-know-whats to come over there and go, bam, knock him down on a shot. Foul. I'm not telling you to go break his nose. I'm not telling you to take his knees out. I'm telling you to close out on a shot and make sure his ass is on the ground. And then help him up and go, try it again, I'll knock your ass down again. Instead, they all got popcorn and sat there and went, go get him, Klay. Let's watch the record. I can tell my grandkids I was there when you hit all those damn shots.